Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. What's up, my little pine salt sniffers?
Happy
Hi.
Monday, pine
Clorox
salt.
Wipes.
Here we are.
Hi.
Here we are. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh, man.
Good weekends?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Mine was great. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Yeah.
We had a huge party on Saturday. We always do, me and like 15, 20 guys for the UFC fights. It was a UFC fight on Saturday night. And then Sunday, June is crazy because June 4th through the 9th, we have birthdays in my family. And so yesterday, when it was the weekend, everybody got together, kind of celebrated all those together. So that was really fun, kind of an all-day event on Sunday for a party that just kind of went from like 10 a.m. till
That's
like
nice.
6 p.m.
Knock it all out at once. We had a listener call last week that does that.
It was
they take
fun.
All the
yeah.
birthdays
yeah.
in a month,
I mean,
and they just do one big party for everybody.
Well, and like mine last week ended up in the middle of the week, and a lot of other people's will end up on a weekday, and it's just not as fun when you have to celebrate a birthday on like a Monday night.
Yeah.
So on the weekend when everybody else could, yeah. they were like, hey, everybody come together, and we had a huge party yesterday. It was fun, man. We were getting down. It was a good time.
Well, for you, that's like you got to celebrate your birthday like three different times, I imagine.
Fantastic.
It was like
it's my
party,
birthday
party,
month.
Party.
Made me feel really good, Katie. Yeah, not too bad. It was a good time. Yeah,
that's
I felt very
you.
Loved.
Is that why you had your cowboy hat on? Josh was sending us videos
yes.
last night of him with his cowboy hat on, telling me to get
video.
A cowboy hat.
That was the reason. We got a little crazy, Jer.
Oh,
we
watch
took
out
the
now.
Cowboy hat.
Whoa, watch out now.
And it's that one, actually, it's funny. I left it. The reason I had it was I left it at the house that we had the party at, and mm-hmm. I found it, and I was like, my cowboy hat!
Yeah!
And so I sent you a little video, because
yeah,
you were, you know,
cute.
Kind of teetering back and forth on whether you want one or not.
Yeah,
and
then
like,
they roped
hey.
Grandma, which was weird.
It was really weird.
They held her on
we
the
did.
Ground and roped up her legs. And
she
we did the whole
it.
Steer tie.
She
we tied her up.
We do on birthday time, you know.
I was like, I feel so alive.
Did that convince you to get the hat, though?
It's been, no, but I'm still thinking about it. Still thinking about
oh,
it.
Man.
I know Katie wants to talk about her little adventure into downtown Littleton. I'll briefly just give you an update on what I did. My grandma had her 90th birthday on Saturday.
Wow.
That was the big event for the weekend. So we went over to my aunt and uncle's house. They threw a big party. Had Olive Garden cater it, which was pretty
oh,
rad.
Oh, yum.
That's
good. God,
that's how you do it.
Breadsticks for days.
Oh,
yeah.
Gee.
And, yeah, Grandma was there. She had her little I'm 90 years old t-shirt on and her sash and her little princess crown and was kind of the center of attention for a few hours, and she was super happy. It was
I
really
love
sweet.
It.
Oh, my gosh. Your grandma looked great, too.
She looks
like,
good. She's
yeah.
doing
90.
Good. She's still sharp. She's still spunky. You know, she's getting a little wobble with it when she walks a little bit. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. So you're going to have to help her along just a little bit. But she's still doing really good.
That's
I mean,
good.
She's spry and... you know, she was packing down those meatballs and breadsticks, too. And, yeah, so we did that. And then I had to zip out of that and head up to Blackhawk for a bachelor party for one of my buddies who's in the radio industry. And he invited, like, 15 dudes up there. And,
Yeah.
Did you end up staying?
No, I didn't end up staying.
Wow.
My grandma's party was actually running long. Mm-hmm. So I was texting him, like, hey, I don't know if I'm going to make it up. Don't wait for me for dinner. And he was very kind. He's like, don't worry about it if you, you know, need to bail or whatever. So, no, I ended up going up, and I reached out to a buddy of mine, Alan, who you've met before, Josh.
Good
and he's
guy.
Like, yeah, I'll go with you because he loves gambling. So we hopped in his Tesla, which, side note, he put it on auto drive from Littleton to Blackhawk. He didn't touch the steering wheel once.
That's crazy.
It was very unsettling, but
through the mountains.
Very cool all at the same time.
That would scare me through the mountains a little
bit. I couldn't
bit.
Do
me
it.
Me too.
No.
I was like, ooh, we're really close to the edge. But that thing... I mean, it was flawless all the way up to Blackhawk.
Dang.
Flawless. So that was actually the highlight of the night going
How
up to
funny.
The bachelor party.
I'd be puckering the whole time.
I was like, okay, all right. I was like, we're coming up on this car pretty fast. And they would put its turn signal
no
on
way.
And go around it and full stops. You know, it waits for cars to go and then it takes a right. You know, it's
don't know if
it
I
was
like
insane.
That. Yeah.
It was insane. So anyway, that part was really cool. The bachelor party, I mean, I was getting messages that they were going to the buffet, which I'm not eating like crap right now, so that would have been out. Hey, guys, bring your swimsuits so we can all hang in the hot tub together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a hot tub guy, and I'm not sitting in the hot tub with 15 dudes kind of guy. Also, you know, bring your various substances up to room such and such, and we'll have a good time before we go to the casino. I'm not that guy
not
either.
Not that guy.
So there's three strikes right off the bat. And then I did get there, and I saw the groom, and I had to step a couple feet back because he smelled like potweed so bad, and he was smashed already.
Yes.
So I was like, well, this is great. Well, and then all the guys just kind of went and split everywhere. So all the guys were at various casinos, various levels of the hotel. One guy was still in the hot tub. One guy's in the room still, you know, doing whatever, you know, on the counter, you know. Yes, the substances. And so I stood with my friend, the groom, for 20 minutes while he played blackjack, and then I went and hung with Alan for a little bit, and then we bounced.
Which is odd.
Got my drink on at the various locations.
Is that normal for bachelor parties for you guys to scatter like that? Because I know, with bachelorette parties, we are a crew.
No, I would say no.
This was a first. Like, everybody show up, and we're going to, you know, hang at Blackhawk, and then everybody dispersed and did their own thing. It was very strange. It was very odd, so... I made an appearance. I got him a drink.
You were there.
I was there.
You did what you were supposed to.
Gave him a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Talked some trash about a few people that we know. And
well, and you're right. That is nothing of what you enjoy doing.
No.
I'll tell you what. It was from beginning to end, it was like all the stuff I'm not doing.
Well, hey, at least you didn't have to pay for gas going
up
there.
I know, but we zipped up there in the Tesla and came back down. And you know, I was $20 in the hole by the time we left, and my buddy was up like $200.
Oh, hey, gosh.
So
go, Alan!
Like,
good for you.
Here we go. So that was my
tongue
night
out
Saturday
the whole
night.
Time.
What
too.
Is he?
Yeah.
What does he play? Is he just slots?
He's
or
blackjack.
Is he,
blackjack. Alan works. I won't say who he works for, but it's a very high end government agency, and he's very math oriented, very very math oriented.
So he does it in his head.
So it's like as soon as the card goes down, he's like, hit me. No. Split.
It's a clinic.
No. It's like boom, 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 boom. It's like instantaneous. I'm like, God, I'm like counting on my fingers. Like, 13, 15,
carry
16.
The one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Aces are 1 and 11. Yeah.
What are the ones with the face?
So honestly, it's just kind of fascinating to watch him play, too.
Yeah.
Because he's so quick.
Sure.
He's so quick. So, Katie, what'd you do?
I went to First Friday downtown Littleton. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's like
tell us what it is.
Art stroll. Santa Fe is the road that it happens on, and from like 8th to 10th along Santa Fe, it is just one big outdoor party, and it was a lot of fun. But it's essentially just going in and out of all those little art galleries, museums, and type of that area of town. If you're familiar with it in Littleton, there, and it was neat because there was a lot of artists, there was a lot of local people showcasing their art, so many vendors, live music, like it was a blast. But you know that stretch of downtown Littleton, it's a lot of those older buildings where. You know, a lot of things have happened in those buildings, right? And so there were times when, again, and then there's so many people, and it rained all day, so it was very humid just walking around down there. So you'd walk into one of those buildings, and for me, at least, instantly, I just inhaled, like, 30 years worth of cigarettes. You know what I mean?
That's what asbestos.
And you can just feel it. And it's so neat to walk in there and see that history, though, right? Because you can see it just in the molding and everything.
Mold. Emphasis
not
on
mold. But the mold, like the crown. Molding that you see on all the features and stuff.
Yes, very decorative.
Very decorative. And again, the art that everybody has that they're displaying is crazy good. And you can actually go through the artist's little areas as well, like where they create their art. They have it all set up and you can just walk through it.
Oh, that's neat. That's cool.
So it was a really, really neat
setup. Did you buy any art?
It's like $1,000.
So that's a no?
Is
that a no?
I was so proud of my TJ Maxx Monet I have hanging up over my couch. I'm like trying to tell people about it, and they're like, excuse me.
That's not art.
Exactly. That is a print, woman. But it was still neat to go down and like see what people are putting out there.
They're creating.
Yeah. There are some creative people out there as far as what. And then it was so neat because, again, the vendors, there was a lot of food, right? You know what I mean? Food. But there was this lady who was selling cake. And she had these little cakes that she put in like a case, and it was like you fit in your hand, and these things were $7, but it was so neat the way you could tell she probably spent hours decorating these little itty bitty baby cakes.
Just for you to turn them into poop,
just to eat in one bite. Just to eat.
Is it literally like a one bite cake?
I can't wait to turn
this
into poop.
It's a one bite cake. It's got a candle on it. It was just so neat, right? It was just so neat the way that everybody had their stuff set up. And I totally do it again. I would.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That sounds like just kind of a unique little outing.
It was.
You know?
And again,
good people watching.
Boy, I celebrated National Donut Day every day this weekend. So
I thought you looked a little bloated today.
I know.
A little thick.
Yeah. Take it easy this week.
Got your stretch pants on today?
Yeah.
There you go.
How do you know?
Just a hunch. Just a
hunch. Yeah, but we're good. We're good.
We good. All right. Have a salad today, all right?
I will. Oh, and a walk.